عليه وسلم: ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا بعد الله بذلك اليوم وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there isn't any person who fasts one day in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance between that person and Allah Pak will distance between that person and the fire of Jahannam 70 years. For fasting that one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance him and the fire of Jahannam 70 years. Imagine how far it is. Ulama explained that this person, he tolerated the heat of the dunya, the difficulty of the dunya he tolerated. Allah will save him from the heat of the fire of Jahannam. But so far away you are from the fire of Jahannam that you won't even experience the heat also of the fire of Jahannam. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anfira lahu ma taqaddama min dhambi. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one that fasts in the month of Ramadan, who is motivated by faith, and he has expectation of reward. We explain that this word ihtisab means that a person is hoping for reward together with ikhlas in his heart. That this is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is so forgiving. And غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. This person will be forgiven all his past sins, all his past minor sins. All will be forgiven. Why? This person, he was fasted in the month of Ramadan. So this fazilat is also for the month of Ramadan and additional fast. This fazilat we mentioned today, the person fasted in the month of Ramadan and he fasted additional fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him these virtues. So therefore, we'll do one more hadith and we'll terminate. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that when Ramadan comes, then the doors of Jannah open. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. The doors of Jahannam close. وَصُفِّدَتْ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The shayateen are chained. So such blessings and reward for the coming of the month of Ramadan. So the one person may ask that if shayateen are causing us to commit guna, then who caused shaitan to commit guna? Because who caused him? Now, he was at that time, he was obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If shaitan is causing people to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who caused shaitan to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama explained is the nafs. So together with a person being wary of shaitan, he should be wary of this nafs. This nafs also is a very dangerous thing. So even in the month of Ramadan, you find people going on with their old habits, people going on with their old styles, people cheating, deceiving, fighting, etc. Now it's not the shayateen that is causing it. There's a hadith mentioned, Sufidat the shayateen, they are chained up. And what is causing it is the nafs that is there. Therefore, Allah explained that continuously we should try and work to see how we can correct that nafs. So a person now, in the month of Ramadan comes, this person is free from both nafs and shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.